Our scripture for today is taken from the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. We are beginning today a teaching series called Our Great Cloud of Witnesses. And as we begin this series, I want you to be thinking about your personal great cloud of witnesses. Have you ever thought about that? You ever thought about your personal great cloud of witnesses? And as we continue this teaching series, I want you to continue thinking about that. And you may think of more and more people as your mind works on this idea of your personal great cloud of witnesses. You see, some of you probably don't know this, and many, like myself, were surprised at this whenever the stewardship team brought this up. January of 2010 is this church's 160th anniversary. Who realized that was coming up? 160 years, yeah. This January, 1850, is when this church began. And so we are going to lift up some great things in this next year about our anniversary. But we have been changing lives for Jesus now for 160 years. That is pretty amazing to me. So for some of you, many of your great cloud of witnesses may have been right here in this church community. I mean, I can look at several of you right now and know that as you're thinking back, you're thinking of people in this church that have made you who you are today because of their example. But if you're not from here, and maybe you've been worshiping here just for a few years, maybe you're totally new, you know, it is important that we have your witness too, because you are here now, and you are affecting the life of this church community. Amen? So, in a little bit, we're going to be handing you 3.5 by 5 cards. And I want you to begin thinking about who your great cloud of witnesses are. And we're going to give you a minute or two here in just a little bit to write down 1 or 10 or however many great cloud of witnesses you can think of. Now, we are going to make a wall of faith of your great cloud of witnesses. And so it's important that you participate in this because we want everyone to be involved with this, everyone being those who have come before us, our great cloud of witnesses. Also, the worship arts team, as you know, we like to do a living altar. And so if you have pictures of some of your cloud of witnesses, all right, bring it so we can use it and set them on the altar during this teaching series. We would love to do that so they can incorporate those pictures into our living altar. So, how do we do this? How do we think about our great cloud of witnesses? Now, I don't know about you, but at first I was really overwhelmed when we sat down and talked about this. However, as I began considering all the people that have affected my life, the names just began flowing from me and I couldn't write quick enough. And I mean, for instance, Mom and Dad who are here today, bless their hearts, they've been hanging out with us and setting a new pace for them. since they've been here. But you know what? I was blessed with an awesome set of parents who were there to support me when I needed it, to be a love and support, and also to be disciplinarians when I needed it, even maybe more than I think I needed it. But my two sisters, who are much older than me, and my grandmothers and my great aunt, They allowed me to hang out with them quite a bit. And my wife, and this may sound odd, but I think my three boys are part of my great cloud of witnesses. because I am definitely a different person now than I was before we had our three kids.